You're listening to the Qalam Institute podcast series, Ramadan Reflections by Mufti Hussein Kamani. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Qalam Institute.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa, khususan ala sayyidir rusuli wa khatamil anbiya wa ala alihi laskiya wa ashabihi latqiya amma ba'd. Continuing on with the series of discussions that we've been having over the past few days, the focus has been that fasting is beyond starvation. And a person truly fasts when his entire body is engaged in the fast. So we talked about how the heart can fast. Then we talked about how the eyes can also engage in fasting. We talked about the fasting of the tongue. And today I wanted to extend that discussion to the fasting of the ears. The ears are very unique in the human body, because what we hear through our ears directly impacts our heart and also our mind. It has two great impacts. It impacts our mind and also impacts our heart. I'll give you an example. Many people who have the habit of listening to music, when they listen to music again and again, repetitively, the lyrics of the song settle into their mind. And without knowing it, sometimes they automatically start singing them, or sometimes even with intention, they start singing them. There are very few people in the world who actually sit down, go on the computer, go to some website where you can download lyrics, copy and paste them, print them out, carry them in their top pocket, and read them 5 times a day. If anyone does that, they need to get a life. Okay. Most people, they learn the lyrics by what? By listening. Oh, I've heard that song before. Where did you hear that song? Oh, it plays in Walmart every time I go there. People memorize it just like that. By hearing things again and again, again and again, again and again, people, they memorize it. I remember one lady, she said to me, so we had an i'tikaf program, this was many years ago, in Elizabethtown, Kentucky. And all the young men who participated in the i'tikaf, I helped them memorize one dua every night. So the dua we memorized that night was the dua of Aisha radiallahu anha, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. I taught him this dua, he went home, read it to his mother. His mother came to me, she said, Sheikh, I've been trying to make my son memorize this dua for 3 days, you did it in one day. How did you do it? I said, it was simple. My teacher used to say, anything you want to memorize, write it on a piece of paper, read it 100 times, you'll memorize it. Repetition makes you learn it. It's very simple, very easy. Repeat it again and again, again and again, and you'll memorize it. So this is the impact that bad things can have if you repeat the songs again and again, again and again in your mind. Now imagine how great it will affect our mind if we repeat good things. Okay? There was one house I went to for dinner once. I'll remember this incident all the time. I actually narrated it in the Jummah khutbah today. I went to one house for a dinner once. When I went there, there was a lady. She said to me, she said to her daughter, that come and read Quran to Sheikh. So I got a little nervous. I was like, oh man, his daughter's going to come read Quran. It's not appropriate. But then this 8-year-old or 9-year-old young girl came out. So I was like, okay, no problem. So she came and she was standing in front of me very respectfully, mashallah. And she said, where do you want me to read from? So I thought maybe she has a pocket Quran. She's going to pull it out on one of those iPhone Qurans and start reading inside there. Or maybe, you know, I have to ask her somewhere from Amma. So I told her, you know, well, how much do you know? She said, Alhamdulillah, I have memorized almost the entire Quran now. 9-year-old girl. I was shocked. I was like, wow. How did that happen? She said, her mother said to me then, that every night when my daughter goes to sleep, I make her listen to the Quran's recitation. And when that part comes for her to memorize, she reads through it just like that. She just flies right through it. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it that way. There were so many scholars, and you look at the Sahaba, how did they learn their ilm? Was it through reading or was it through hearing mostly? It was through hearing and seeing. That's how they learned most of it. Look how great of an impact our ears have on our body, and we don't pay attention to it. And likewise, how great of an impact the ears also have on our heart as well. This is something to reflect over. Sometimes we wonder, why is it that when I'm praying salah, bad thoughts come to my mind? Or why is it that I don't like this brother even though he's such a good person? I have no reason not to like him, but I still just can't get to terms of liking this person. Or you're sleeping and bad thoughts are coming to you, dreams are coming to you. A lot of it's because what we listen to. Sometimes when we listen to things, someone may speak bad about a person and we may not realize it, but just the fact that someone spoke bad about him has taken a place in our heart right now, and we just can't come to terms in liking that person now. You guys understand that? Sometimes you could be listening to something inappropriate in a song, and you know, the words could be really bad, and they're very vulgar and bad words, and they repeat themselves again and again, and now before you know it, that's all you're thinking of. The three-letter word, or you're thinking of drugs, or you're thinking of this, thinking of that. These bad things are just going through your mind again and again. It's because of the impact that listening has. Okay? And then there's this whole thing they have in songs. What's they called? Backtrack or backplay, where there was a whole research. What's it called?
Backmasking?
I don't know the exact term for it. I remember there was some research on this, that many musicians in their songs, they actually have hidden messages, subliminal messages within their songs that can only be understood by the mind, by the subconscious mind. It picks it up. But in order for the conscious mind to pick it up, you have to actually play it backwards. It's very interesting. There was a whole research done on this. And many famous musicians had this inside there. So the mind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has made so powerful. The heart has been made so powerful. But we have to be careful of what goes inside. If you make a habit of listening to good things, then obviously it's going to have a powerful impact on you. You make a habit of listening to bad things, then it will also have a very bad effect on you as well. Now, one thing about listening to bad, sometimes someone may be speaking bad about another person, or someone may be using a bad word, or someone may be lying. Now, by you listening to the person, see, listening and speaking, they complement each other. You guys understand that? Listening and speaking complement each other. How is that? If a person speaks bad, the only way he can speak bad is if you listen to it. But if you refuse to listen to it, can he speak bad? It's like, for example, the paradigm of riba. The one who gives and the one who takes both are in sin. Why is that? Because if there's no one to take, can anyone give? They can't give. If there's no one to give, can anyone take? They can't take. That's why both of them are equally in part, because if you're not going to give, I can't take as a bank. And if I'm not going to give you, then you can't take from me. So the same thing with speaking. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said regarding backbiting, that the one who listens to backbiting and the one who does the backbiting, both are partners in the sin. They're both equal partners, because if you are going to refuse to listening to backbiting, then will anyone have any backbiting to do? Not at all. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, in the opening verses of Surah Mu'minun, He gives a very, very beautiful description of the successful believers. And one of the verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions as a description of the successful believers is, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ, that they turn away from vain and useless discussion. When they hear things that are of no benefit to them, they turn away from it. They don't waste their time. Because it's going to have an impact on your heart, it's going to have an impact on your mind. And if you sit there and listen to it, it's going to have an impact on you. Think about this. You know, 100, 200 years ago, there was, forget 100, 20 years ago, there were certain things in society that were taboo, and they were best as taboo. You know, if anyone said them, we were absolutely intolerant of them, because those were bad things. You know, even animals would do them, forget about human beings. And today, the repetition of these things on news, and in parliament in England, and in the Senate, and all these members of parliament, and all these senators discussing it again and again, and legalizing it. Now, we've become so desensitized, that if someone talks about something bad, someone mentions that Lut alayhi salam's nation was punished for a particular act, now what happens is we say, oh brother, please, relax. You have to respect people's views. You have to respect people's values. See, we've become so desensitized because we've become accustomed to listening to it. They say if you want to create a phobia for anything, it's very simple. You have to do two things. First thing, come up with a good lie. Second thing, repeat it 100 times. It's simple. All I have to say is dogs will eat your ear. Sounds scary, right? And I'll repeat that 100 times. You'll believe it. Simple, you'll be afraid of dogs. It's very simple, very easy. If you want to delete it, come to the truth, speak it once, the truth speaks for itself. That's the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the truth. So we need to avoid listening to vain discussion. Useless stuff, we should stay away from it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا اللَّغْوَ أَعْرَضُوا عَنْهُ وَقَالُوا لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ لَا نَبْتَغِي الْجَاهِلِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the believers, they have a characteristic. That when they listen to useless talk, when they listen to lahu, this vain discussion, what do? أَعْرَضُوا عَنْ, they turn away. And then they say, لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ, for us are our deeds, for you are your deeds. سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ, peace be with you. لَا نَبْتَغِ الْجَاهِلِينَ, we want nothing to do with the ignorant people. Very clearly, they outright call it that I don't want anything to listen to with regards to the bad that you're speaking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, and our Qari Sahib recited it very beautifully today in his recitation, وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْؤُولًا. And do not stand by those things which you have no knowledge of. Because indeed your hearing, your sight, and your heart will all be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember yesterday I said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created every one of these body parts for a reason. The eye was created for a reason. The ears were created so we can hear the recitation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, it's very interesting. Just last night I was listening to a lecture of Maulana Tariq Jamil. He was saying in his lecture that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recited Surah Yasin 1,000 years before the creation. 1,000 years before he created the creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recited Surah Yasin. You know, look how lucky we are that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recited in the Quran that we are reciting today. And we want to hear this recitation. I don't know the reference to that hadith. That's why I quoted it from Maulana Tariq Jamil himself. So please don't ask me the reference for that. Now moving forward, the same thing. Now we want to hear the recitation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment, inshaAllah wa Aziz, from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the angels and Allah's praise and so on. We have to safeguard our ears, inshaAllah wa Aziz. Some people, they don't safeguard their ears. And because they don't safeguard their ears, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said regarding them in the Quran, أَمْ تَحْسَبُ أَنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ أَوْ يَعْقِلُونَ إِنْهُمْ إِلَّا كَلَعْنَعَمْ بَلْهُمْ أَضَلُّ السَّبِيلَ. That do they think that most of them can hear and that they can comprehend? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, most of you are equivalent to cattle or even worse. Because whatever you listen to is nonsense, and whatever you comprehend, it's nonsense. That's how the cattle is, that's how a cow is. That he can't differentiate between good and bad when he listens. He can't comprehend between right and wrong. It's just everything's the same. So that's how we've become. We don't say this is wrong and this is right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another very beautiful verse on the same lines, لَهُمْ قُلُوبُ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. They have hearts which they don't comprehend with. They have eyes with which they don't see with. They have ears with which they aren't listening. You've become like animals now. So let's learn to distinguish between right and wrong, inshallah, Aziz. And let's use the month of Ramadan as our pedestal, as a stepping stool, to start, inshallah, and start on this new journey of not listening to haram, inshallah, Aziz. Whatever is haram, whatever Allah has prohibited, let's stay away from them. I just wanted to highlight a few big things that we should try to stay away from in regards to preventing our ears from committing sins. Just some major things. The first thing, we should avoid backbiting. And not only speaking the talk, but also avoid listening to it. Many times the adults in our families, the parents, the mother, the father, the older siblings, they speak bad about people. Kids usually don't have time to speak bad about people. That's just the reality, okay? They really don't care. They'll just keep it in their heart, forget about it. It's the adults who can't keep it in their heart anymore. They always spill it out. They have to say something bad about someone. So as a kid, you should tell your parents, MashaAllah, Jazakallah, your Jannah is underneath your feet, but I can't allow you to go to the fire of hell. Otherwise, my Jannah is going to be in the fire of hell. I need you to take care of yourself, okay? Please don't backbite. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi used to make dua for the people that would backbite him. You know that? He used to make dua for them. Allah, they're the best people in the world because they take my deeds. I didn't even do anything for them. I didn't do anything for them. They're taking my deeds. Wow, man, I need more people like this in the world. Okay? The Mashayikh used to say, a sign of acceptance is that you'll have haters. It's a sign of acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That there will be some people in the world who will hate on you. That's a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted. Because as a true sign of the khidmah is that you're not doing it for the people, you're doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So try not to listen to backbiting. The second thing, avoid listening to vulgar and disgusting things. And this is very common in our current pop culture. Okay? Our hip-hop music. This is so common. You know, vulgar and disgusting things. Let's keep our ears away from them. The third thing, let's keep away from useless talk. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. Something that has no benefit, stay away from it. Engage in things that have benefit. Listen to those things. The next thing is, avoid listening to conversations of people boasting over their sins. Because when people boast over their sins, then if they beautify their sin properly, you'll have desire to commit that sin. Is that true or false? True. Go to Facebook and Twitter, that's all you see. Oh, I like this song. Oh, I like this movie. Oh, I just went out on a date. Oh, check this out. And they're standing there with a sister, mashallah. That's not his sister. And they're, you know, all sorts of stuff. People are boasting over their sins. And because they're boasting over their sins, you think to yourself, wow, man. You know, I remember once, this is not too long ago, I was just browsing through my newsfeed. And I saw this one video clip, and it had 500,000 likes. You know, for those of you guys who are in the social media world, you're like, 500,000 likes? That's like absurd. And I was like, wow, what is this? So unfortunately, I clicked on it. Oh my God, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. That's the day I realized that our youth are in for it. I don't know what MTV is doing to people. It was a music video, and it was so horrible. La hawla wa la. I don't know if watching that wasn't zina of the eyes. I don't know what zina is. Like, you know, I really don't know what the definition of pornography is. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. If that's not inappropriateness, okay? May Allah save, may Allah protect. And the last thing that I wanted to mention is you should also avoid, and this is one sin of the ear, tajassus, eavesdropping. You should avoid spying on each other. It's something of a different nature. We do this a lot. When you listen to half conversations, what happens? It creates animosity, suspicion. You're not sure what happened, what didn't happen. I've seen this happen so many times where there are husband and wives that aren't talking to each other because they've overheard conversations. And when you get to the bottom of it, you realize that there was nothing that even happened. It's just that you said, and he said, and I heard, and he heard, and this and that. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, you know, if you see a person who narrates everything he says, fashhadu lahu bizur, know that he's a liar. Everything he hears, if he narrates it, that person's a liar. Because you have to know that not everything you hear should be said. There are certain things that you should just let go. So unless you're absolutely firm on something, in ja'akum fasiqun binaba'in fatabayyanu, make sure you look into it properly. Otherwise, you will be caught in mistake. Families are torn apart because of this tajassus and eavesdropping. Families are torn apart. We should be very careful in this matter. Very, 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 very careful. I've seen this happen so many times, in particular with the mother-in-law and daughter-in-law relationship. You know, wife does something, and you know, her husband's sister mentions something to her mother. You guys know all the relations, okay? The sister-in-law mentions something to the mother-in-law that, oh, you know what? She's holding a dawat and she's not inviting me. The mother-in-law calls the daughter-in-law, you're holding a dawat, you didn't invite my daughter? What kind of daughter-in-law are you? And she says, yeah, the dawat I was holding was for six-year-old kids. If you put your daughter in that category, marhaban bikum. Of course, you're more than welcome. You can come as well. Bring your husband, bring your family as well. So there's so much tajassus that happens. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from it. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka natubu ilayk, akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.